WMFO Medford 1002 on a Saturday morning. Which Saturday is this? Oh, it's Saturday the 5th of April 2019. How you doing? I'm Mike. Thanks for tuning in today. Always appreciate it. Let me tell you what I just played in that last four-song set, and then we're going to introduce a couple of folks that are here in the studio with me. Started off with something new from Big Head Todd and the Monsters. As I said, they've been putting out a lot of stuff. It doesn't necessarily sound like them. They do a lot of covers, but this was a Beatles cover. It's tough to take on the Beatles. I Want You. That was just a great job by those guys. Love that band. After that, played some Stones from Exile on Main Street. That was Loving Cup. We did all get some good news about Mick Jagger this week. He did have some heart surgery, but he's already posted on social media, as people do today. And he says, I'm all right. I'll be back. I know, it's horrible. But anyway, happy to hear that Mick's doing okay. People are laughing right in my face. Little Feet, just after that, from the great Sailin' Shoes in 1972. That was Willin'. And finished up with Stephen Stills from 1970, the title track from his Go Back Home record. All right, at 10:03, happy to see smiling across the table from me, Neon Gypsy.
Hello.
Jennifer, hello.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And Mike Stewart's here, too.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is a feature of Boston Women Rock, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you got to play that ID.
Oh, yeah. Well, when do you want me to play it?
Yeah, right after we get through talking.
All right. You're a slave driver.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank you, Jennifer, for coming all the way down from where you drove from, which is like two states away.
It is.
North of here. People can guess where that might be.
Yeah, I'm okay with saying Portland. Portland's an amazing city.
It's an amazing city for food and for tunes.
Food, tunes, art, culture, and it's not that far away from Boston. It's only an hour and a half away.
So. Yeah. I mean, Old Orchard Beach is someplace I go every summer. So we always go to Portland. There's just so much to do.
There really is. It's like a mini Boston, you know?
It kind of is, because it's got the, you know, the brick streets and stuff. And
yep, cobblestone, lots of history.
Yeah, so, it's right on the water. It's like it's Boston. Who would
it's
know the difference?
It's like vacation land.
It is. It is. So, but you didn't grow up in the state of Maine. You're from New Hampshire.
Wicked. Yeah. Well, I'm born and raised in Clinton, Mass. So let's give a shout out for.
There you go.
Yeah. So
where is Clinton, Mass?
Western Mass.
Past 495.
Oh, I don't know.
The thing is, they used to make wire.
They also have the Weetabix factory up there.
Yeah.
So I'm allergic to wheat, so I can't do that. But anyway.
Is that why you moved away?
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah. So, shortly after that, we moved to Montana in a station wagon, 9 days in a station wagon, lived out there for six years. And I grew up in New Hampshire. I went to Plymouth State College, or now Plymouth State University. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fine artist. I got a BFA there, and we started bands in college and dabbled there. Great, great music scene there as well. A lot of improv, a lot of, you know, hey, show up at this time, this place, and it could be one person, it could be 11, up on a 3x5 stage.
And you're just going to make it happen.
We just make it happen. So I'm self-taught. After college, I moved to Maine. So, and I've been there for, well, we're not going to give you the years and the technical stuff there.
So you've been playing music forever. When did you start?
I started when my aunt gave me a guitar in high school, actually, but I started dabbling on a keyboard when I was about six. I'm completely self-taught, so I just go by ear, and I'm okay with that because I surround myself with artists that are better than I am.
You know, you can say that about almost anything when you're trying to learn and grow. It's the best thing to do.
Right, yeah. Right. And that's how I learned. So my first guitar I was 13. I was handed one from a dime store that my aunt picked up somewhere, and strings hadn't been changed since 1914.
Oh, really?
Tetanus shot, you know, type situation. But I worked with a lot of open tuning stuff. My grandfather, all of my family are musicians, whether they play harmonica or accordion or guitar. And it was always focused around tuning a guitar to make it sound right, tuning it to itself. And then we would all work together. So that's kind of how I've learned how to play.
It's like the best thing ever to have a family that was all musical, and you just grew up surrounded by that.
You can take advantage of it. Yeah. I mean, if you don't know any better, you know, and it becomes old hat to the point where you don't realize it could be really a special thing.
I didn't consider that.
Yeah, I mean, we were just surrounded by it so much, and I was, you know, if we didn't have something, we made it, and, you know, we were artists, and, you know, you can get to the point where it becomes so much part of your life that you forget that it's a real gift. So I've realized recently that it is a gift, and I'm just having a great time sharing it.
So playing together with members of your family, did you guys actually form a band out of your family first?
No. It was always kind of get together. Holidays were the big thing. So, you know, just pick up whatever was around. You know, my grandfather was famous for making guitars out of old speaker cabinets. It was really strange. He'd cut them up and put them back together and put holes and things and strings on it and take a neck from a different guitar and stick that together. And I have a mandolin at home he made like that. And sounded.
Wow.
The tone was horrible. It was horrible. But everybody just jumped in and did what they were feeling. And that's what I carry in my music today is I have, I would say, more passion than talent. I'm all right with that. But the passion shows through. And that's what my family taught through their music and creativity. So
what did you study in Plymouth State?
I went to school. I've always been a fine artist. I'm a painter. So I decided, you know, I didn't think about making money when I got out. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But
who
I,
does?
You know, I was like, I'm going to follow my passion. And my passion was painting. So I got my BFA there and used to show quite a bit and sell my work. Music has kind of taken over in place of that for a while.
Was it with you there at college?
So I started playing out for the first time in college with a band called Jay and the One Hand Clapping.
Okay.
It was that random, you know, improv, show up if you can kind of thing, you know. Great people that have been playing for years. And it was just camaraderie, a lot of fun. And I'm still finding that today, like the journey. You know, I don't care if it takes an hour and a half to drive down here. This is the journey of it. And that's the other part of it that I really enjoy. So
how did the identity of Neon Gypsy come about?
So because we moved around a lot, you know, I've been to Montana and New Hampshire back twice in the back of an exposed pickup truck. My family just kind of threw us in the back of the truck, and back in the 80s, you could sit in the back of
a... Yes, you could. I was just going to say that.
You could sit in the back of a truck. You know, by the time I got from Montana to Mass, my hair was dreadlocked, you know. so we literally were... I loved that. You know, we went from New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Montana, Maine, and I felt like kind of almost a vagabond, a gypsy, so to speak. But gypsies, for me, and that's my natural spirit, my free spirit, gypsies go along their way with their journey collecting stuff, right? So as a musician, I really think of this as a journey, and along my way of my journey, I'm collecting musicians, friends, moments, songs, stories, and all of those are a collection. And of course, when you're playing out, most likely you're playing at a bar under the neon lights.
Ah.
So the Neon Gypsy thing came into play.
Mm-hmm. And how long has that moniker been a part of your life?
Neon Gypsy's been only 2 years right now.
Oh, okay.
So interesting to me is that I took 10 to 15 years off of playing music altogether.
Oh.
So I've only been playing 2 years now.
So concentrating on the art?
Concentrating on being a single mom. And it was really hard, and you didn't have a whole lot of time to do that. And the detriment of that is that I thought that I was doing a service for myself and my son by focusing on that, but I realize if you're not following through with your passions and showing your kids what you're good at, that is not doing a service to anybody. So I felt a little selfish to pick my guitar up again and start playing and booking, but he's seeing how much I'm loving it. It's helping me. It's, you know, it's, I'm happy. And he will actually play cajon with me on some of the smaller venues because he's a very good drummer. He's 11, so he'll come to some of the family-friendly events, and he'll get into it as well. So.
Now, what was the catalyst for you? I mean, you had to stop, and you didn't do it at all. What was the catalyst to make you do it again?
I'm passionate about it. I always was. I loved writing poetry when I was very young, and I found that I often my poetry would work its way into music. Mm. So the songs that we're playing today, like Fifth Dimension, or the song I'll play in house today, Come On Up, those are songs that have been in a book for 20 years that have never been heard until now, actually. So these songs are 20 to 25 years old. I still have the piece of paper that I wrote on. You know,
Jennifer, that's so cool.
So I'm super passionate and excited about this because I finally feel like I have a voice, but the voice is 25 years later. And they say, you know, timing is everything. I didn't have the confidence back then to be a front person. You know, I was always in the background. Right. I put myself in the corner because I couldn't belt out anything. My confidence, you know, was just not there. So,
well, I mean, good for you for one, picking it up again and doing your passion, and for two, not, you know, being afraid to hold yourself back. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, art school, I will say, helped me with that, because when you're faced with a blank canvas, you know, and you're sitting in critiques, a blank canvas is the hardest thing to get over. You're so judgmental of yourself, and don't make a mistake. What if I put the wrong thing here or there, and, you know, it's permanent. Same with music. You know, you just got to get it out there, and that's kind of how I look at it, and that I'm human. And I think people like to see the reality of musicians and artists, not just the polished perfection on a album.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, and I don't know if we get to see that often, because people don't let themselves be exposed that way.
Right. I do not a lot, but I do enough live videos, sometimes late at night when I can't sleep, and I'm totally not camera ready, and, you know, the bottom half you don't see, I'm wearing my PJs. And I might.
So you gave it away now.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, I'm doing this the live, I don't know, improv, and I'll make mistakes, and, you know, I don't know. It's real. It's raw. It's real.
That's great. So you mentioned we're gonna play Fifth Dimension, and we're also gonna play Slow Burn. Tell us a bit about those two tracks.
Those are two tracks. So Fifth Dimension is 20-25 years old, yeah, or so in the book. And I had a pretty rough childhood, very, very rough, all kinds of different abuse and things. And so writing for me was therapeutic. And I'm also very spiritual. So Fifth Dimension talks about the different dimensions of the universe, basically. We're okay. In the 3D. Fifth dimensions are higher planes of consciousness and realities. And it really is just talking about the simple 3D world of, you know, if I'm with you and I pass today, will you still think of me? It's that simple.
Okay, and who are we going to hear on that recording with you?
So that recording is just recorded. Actually, we finished it up 2 days ago at Sonic Forge Studios in Somersworth, New Hampshire. David Aaron helped us out tremendously with that. And we lined up two studio musicians. They're friends, actually. Adam Hoare from Badtude, the band Badtude. And then Travis on drums is from another band called Killer at Large. And they helped me out just bringing this song from a book to reality, and it's everything that I imagined it would be. So
okay, cool.
I'm super
and
excited.
Right after that, we're here with Slow Burn. I know it's another one that's been in the books for a while.
So actually, Slow Burn is new. So that was new as of last year.
I'm sorry,
year.
I lied.
There's a lot of old songs, but it's good to see the old and the new. You
That'll
know?
Be a good thing to do.
Slow Burn was recorded at a different studio up in Hollowell. That's just an acoustic set. It sounds really amazing, full band. That song is written in about 5 minutes with a half a bottle of wine and a breakup. So, they're all fueled by real life stories.
Jeez, I wish you could give a little color behind the tunes we're going to hear.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Jeez, it's just so vapid and empty. Jeez. All right, let's hear those two tracks. Fifth Dimension followed by Slow Burn. This is Neon Gypsy here at WMFO, Medford.
Please it's a slow burn. Brings you to your knees, makes you want to say the words again and again. Oh, please don't go. Stay a while and see me. Don't go. Stay a while and see me. But you know it's a slumber between you and me. Put it back together with your best. You know we're all broken and rearranged. It doesn't matter anymore if you're strange. And all that matters is a slow burn to change. No slow burn between you and me.
Did it. I was like, hi. All right, it's WMFO Medford. Those are our friends, Flight of Fire.
Yeah.
Nice. Flight of Fire. And they decided to do it again.
Yeah.
This is why people don't like that CD player, because it just will. It's got a ghost in the machine.
Yes, it is.
But it's cool. But thanks, Mike. You wanted me to play that.
Yeah, thank you.
When did they do that for you?
Probably within the year.
Oh. Can you be more vague? Never mind. All right, so we just heard a couple of really kicking tracks from Neon Gypsy, who happens to be sitting right in front of us here. Even though it was recorded, let me just do that. I mean, I know that that was really, really important to you, those two recordings.
They were. I mean, they
were just wonderful.
Thank you.
They really were. And the musicianship, you know, that you got out of those studio musicians in there, it was just fantastic. You must be thrilled.
I am thrilled. You know, it's a dream. Like I said, they've been in the books for 20 years, and I've heard them in my head, and they're everything that I thought they were going to be. So I'm super happy about it.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be.
Yeah.
So you were nice enough to say that you would read a required public service announcement for us.
I do. I have a public service announcement here. So drinking and driving, if you're under the influence of anything, do not do it. Don't get in the car. Give your keys to somebody else. Plan ahead. We got Ubers now. You know, we got all sorts of stuff, you know, so getting behind the wheel of a car and driving it's just not okay. So experiment when you are sitting at home, whatever you got to do if you want to experiment, but do not drink and drive.
So that was all on the written page, right?
It was. Yes.
Very nice. Thank you for doing that. All right. So why don't we talk a little bit about where people can see you out in the wild, you know, playing, doing your thing. What do you have coming up for gigs?
This is the National Geographic version of wild sights.
Of course it is.
Of Neon Gypsy.
Yes.
So we've got a few different things going on. I do some duo sets with a wonderful harmonica player named Dwayne Asdorian. So we do some duo stuff, acoustic at breweries and whatnot. So we did have an amazing show that was coming up with a woman traveling from Connecticut that did get canceled on one of her tours. So we're going to redirect fans to April 13th. I'm going to be playing a duo set with Dwayne Asdorian, and we're going to be at Dirgo Brewing in Portland. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're just going to...
So Susan Button Lyons, take note of
that. Yes, Susan, and thank you. Thank you. I hope to meet you. The 27th, we're excited about another kind of unplugged version of our full band set, and that is at the Robin Hood Free Meeting House in Maine. That's in Georgetown, right off of Route 1 near Bath area. It's in a historical 1800s church. You have dinner downstairs. You go upstairs with your craft beverage or wine, and you sit in the pews that are all restored, and you watch the congregation, which would be us and Rhonda Roberts, who had commented on one of our posts.
Facebook
here. Rhonda is a singer for Mainly Folk, so Mainly Folk will be opening for us, and they're another amazing Maine band. So we've got a ton of stuff that we're super excited about all through the summer, actually. And every gig that we do, we usually get an invite for somewhere else. So I'm playing in Rochester, New Hampshire as well, opening for a band called Bad Tude, and the bass player for Bad Tude helped us out on that recording we just listened to. So all our events are on my musician page, Neon Gypsy,
which I've put a link to on my show write up.
Okay, cool. So if you just click the events, we're working on a website. We're, you know, I started this kind of casually, and I need to get on the ball with getting some website and all sorts of stuff. But we have swag. So,
that makes it worth it.
So that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, I can see the swag in front of me. It's awesome. So I'm going to put you to work. I'm going to ask you to play something for us, since you brought your beautiful guitar. And I know that guitar is very special to you.
It is. I used to work at a guitar shop, the Vintage Fret Shop. I'm dropping all these names. In Ashland, New Hampshire, David has owned that place since 1972. And so we used to see a lot of trade-ins come in. And when the good ones came in, I would grab those. And at one time, I had 14 guitars. And I have this 1963 Guild. I also have a 1960s Silvertone with the case and the speaker and everything still in it. So these two are great. And my 1983 Les Paul. So that's all I really need right now. So
yeah. So what would you like to do for us?
So I'll play... I'll play Come On Up for you. This is also a very, song from the books 20, 25 years ago written. We used to play this in college.
Okay.
And the difference is that I took the lyrics and I put it to a little bit different feel or vibe with the guitar.
All right, very cool. So this is live in Studio A, everybody. It's Neon Gypsy and Come On Up.
fortune to come on up. Now I don't need a baby gone. I turn the TV off. Now I don't need to go sing your show. I just need you to give me a little love. Come on. Come on, baby.
Big rock finish.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, could you grab the fire extinguisher there? I got to put the guitar out because it's just smoking everywhere. Well, I mean, wow, what a passionate performer you are. You weren't kidding.
I got more passion than talent, but you know what? It worked for a lot of people.
Do you get compared to Melissa Etheridge at all?
I do, and Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
When I get the pipes coming up and they're just coming out so much that it's just
you heard it there at the end. Yeah.
Sounds like I just smoked 10 guitars. Not 10 guitars.
That was
cigars,
my fault. That was
cigars.
My fault. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Would you get that because of style?
My grandfather. So those K guitars we talked about earlier, if you've been listening to the segment, that he made out of old speakers and put different necks together, and they were not resonant at all, and they sounded like crap. It sounded like the equivalent of putting strings on a can of like a jar of peanut butter. Like no resonance at all. So he had to pound really hard on the strings, and he often used the body of it for percussion just hammering on those muted strings to get the rhythm going, and that kind of stuck with me. So
yeah, I can see that. Hey, could you treat us to another one live, since you're still holding the guitar and everything?
Let me see what I got here. Right. So we played two other originals prior. Yeah. I can play a cover for you. How about that?
Love it.
Would that work?
Would love it.
Let's try, my hands are cold, so hopefully, can you hear the guitar okay?
Yeah.
And I'm alone.
right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you mentioned a couple of people who people say you sound like, but we haven't really talked influences yet.
Right.
So I don't know if you have one that you might really want to, or maybe just a couple, and maybe we could play one of them.
Definitely. Bonnie Raitt's always been my favorite. She's confident. She's brazen. And she, you know, playing a guitar really is, I feel, a masculine world. It takes a lot of confidence. I mean, maybe men would disagree, but for a woman to stand up there and play slide guitar, you're out there and you're
front and
center.
Yeah, but people like her have made it okay.
But she makes it comfortable. She makes it okay.
Yeah.
And she owns it in a very feminine way, of which I like. And I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying that for me as a woman standing up there playing any especially electric guitar in what I feel is a male-dominated world in the music industry, you have to make it your own, and she does that. So I was always inspired by her soulful voice and playing. So she's one of my influences.
And if there were a track, I know that we talked a little bit about some of them, but "Finest Loving Man,"
raw, and a lot of people say I write a lot about love and relationships, and a lot of people do, and I love that song because it is raw. It brings a little bit of that almost 1930s influence into that. So I love her raw voice and her playing, and that's an awesome song, yeah.
All right, let me do this. Let me play that song, and then we'll come back and talk some more. How's that sound?
Awesome.
All right, Stop Your MFO, Medford.
Just what you say, and you get just what you give out. That's the only
Bonnie Raitt, finest loving man here at WMFO Medford. We're here with Mike Stewart and with Neon Gypsy. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
What a wonderful influence. I can see why.
I love her.
I mean, we all love Bonnie, but boy, you know, just the juxtaposition between you and she after hearing you is a great thing to behold. Yeah.
Cool.
It really is.
That's
so
really cool.
We've definitely got some action on our thread that we have. People are wondering about where you're playing. So let's talk about that again. Where are you going to be?
Yeah. The next gig that we have is actually a duo, and I'm playing with Dwayne Asdorian, who's playing some harmonica with me. So it's an acoustic set, and it's on the 13th at Diergo Brewing in Portland. And the next one that we're super excited about is April 27th in Georgetown at the Robin Hood Free Meeting House.
And that's in Massachusetts?
That's in Maine. Both of those are in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Is it Georgetown, Mass? That's why I asked.
There's like, Mass and Maine have this competition with towns to, you know,
yeah, confuse
that are the
people.
Same. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you ever treat us and come and play down here?
Oh, I would love that. That would be awesome.
I wish you would, because we'll have to come see you.
Definitely. Well, I hope so.
Maybe we could get her to play the Lizard during the open mic on a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked.
All right. Hey, so we have a little bit of time left. Could I talk you into maybe playing something else for us live?
Yeah, I can give you guys a slow song, another song that's I still like after 20 years of writing it. So this is called Complicated Mind, and this is not recorded yet. It will be eventually, but this song has basically stayed unchanged, and I still love it after 20 years. So
wonderful. Some more Neon Gypsy here live in Studio A. WMFO.
Don't you know that time, it has a way with things, like pulling the rain down into the streams? Don't you know that time, it has a way with things, like pulling the rain down into the streams? Your side, and I could pull you close and hold you so tight, and I could tell you, baby, you're all that I need, but you know the stones, they roll, but they cannot bleed. Don't you know the time it has a way
so glad you decided to pick up the guitar again.
Yes.
I wonder if we could get her to do a show ID.
Oh. What do you think?
I would, you know what you need
what's
to say?
What's
you
it?
Go, my name is Neon Gypsy. You're listening to Mike on the Mic, WMFO.
Oh, my goodness.
In Medford.
I think I can do that.
You can do it.
WMFO, Mike on the Mic,
right? Yeah, Mike on the Mic.
Right.
See,
are you going to record this so we can use it in future
Yeah, and then I'll use it and play it before I play something.
Super cool.
Yeah.
So this is Neon Gypsy. I'm super excited to be here, and I am here on the radio for Mike on the Mic with WMFO.
Medford.
Medford. Let's start over. Do over.
Yeah.
What am I saying again?
This is you. You're listening to me on WMFO Medford.
Oh my God, blonde moment happening. There we go. This is Neon Gypsy. I am here in Medford, Mass. with Mike on the Mic at WMFO Medford.
Oh, perfection. Wonderful.
Good?
I can't thank you enough for coming all the way down here.
Thank you.
Like I said, I'm so happy you decided to, revisit your passion again and play. And I'm glad that people can go see you in Portland. We're going to have to work on like Mike said, an open mic.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
There's a wonderful one here that we could do that's on Monday nights.
Yeah.
So, let's do that. And please keep in touch and let me have new music that you play.
Definitely.
We'll be happy to promote you.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Neon Gypsy, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
So happy, so thankful that you came down.
Thank you very much.
All right. So this is WMFO Medford. We've got a couple of minutes before something about women's coming up.
And look who's in the studio.
Yeah, Jane's going to be coming up, and we'll talk to her
Jane.
In just a second. But I want to play a little more new noise for you. A great new artist I found called Tom Chasen. He's got a brand new record called Blood in the USA, and this is Big as the Moon. New noise at WMFO Medford.
Wake up slow, wake up hurting, and find my way through disgrace. And I can find forgiveness in the look on your face. Staring at my shoes, wondering why you stay. Well, you got a heart as big as the moon. You got a light, kills all them blues. And I've got some things I'm still trying to prove. And you got a heart as big as the moon. When I'm losing, honey, I keep losing. I'm always down in this game. Only you can stop the bleeding. Only you know what to say. Well, you got a heart as big as the moon. Got a light, fills up this room. And I've got some things I'm still trying to prove. When you got a heart as big as the moon. Light kills all them blues. And I've got some things I'm still trying to prove. And you got a heart as big as the moon.
is tall and it's old. Yeah, you got me working, boss man, working around the farm. One little drink of water, but you won't give me some, big boss man. Won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just tall and it's old. Big boss man, won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall and it's all. Just tall and it's all. No, you ain't so big. You just tall and it's all.
Oh my goodness. WMFO Medford. Mike here, just getting off the mic. Thanks to everybody who listened. And thanks very much to Neon Gypsy. That was just wonderful to have her here. And it's just about 11 a.m. on a Saturday. So you know what that means? It means we're just about ready for Something About the Women. And today, it's my friend Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
Good. You know, wait till you go outside, because I'm thinking you guys have been here since a little before
it's
9.
It's not cold anymore?
It is no longer raw and
Yay.
Gross. It is now, it's moving into awesomeness.
Fantastic.
Yeah, really great. The sun's out. It's 54. It's going to be up to 65 this afternoon. It's really good.
It's happening.
Yeah, it is happening.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So speaking of what's happening, what's going on with you? Because at noon, when you sit in the chair, you have a special feature called the Six-Pack at Noon.
Yes, and this is a very oddly inspired one today, Mike, because it's all about ghosts today. I read this clip about a Market Basket store that was allegedly haunted. And it just totally cracked me up. So I got up at stupid o'clock this morning, and I was at the Market Basket when they opened at 7, and I thought, you know, what if there were a ghost in the Market Basket? So anyway, I put together a 6-song set all about ghosts.
I think people should listen to your show today, especially